magnify the Lord with me. Let us exalt his name together. It is Wednesday, April 1st, 2020, the first day in this fourth month in this... In this 2020 year.
It is the fourth month. You're right, Mark.
Everyone, turn that calendar over. I had to look like twice. It's like, I didn't turn it over. But I do know it's the first day of April. So
somebody told me they think that March probably had just about 8,000 days in it.
Yeah, that's right. Yeah, we're glad
it seemed long.
We're glad to get out of March into this new month, and a month that we pray God will use in unique ways, whether it's calming your soul or providing new avenues or new things to do at home as you've been maybe shut in and are going a little crazy or stir crazy, as they say, to extending some kind of love and care or some act of kindness or compassion. Which, Marianne, I know many of us have been reading different posts and the means and methods or mechanisms that people have in place to care for people long distance, like you and I. I don't know, when's the last time I've seen you? Can you send a photo? What do you look anymore?
Yeah, we should do Skype so that we really got that down, what we look like.
Yeah. I mean, my last number of guests, even Karen on Monday, we did that over the phone from the home studio. Here I'm at Lincoln Square. Of course, Lincoln Square is closed, so they have all the doors closed. So the only way to sneak into the mall, there are still a few walkers. I think they walk in the common grounds, and then they go in and out through the back door into the mall. But
they may not want you announcing that.
Yeah, alerting the secret passageway into the mall. But I've not had a visitor. In fact, Congressman Tim Johnson, or is it once a congressman, always a congressman?
Oh, I don't know.
Former Congressman Tim Johnson, representative, he still is just about in here every day. I see him walk by. In fact, the other day, he came to the door, and Holly has me on a strict routine. Do not talk to people. Do not get within 6 feet. And I said, well, Tim, I'm just about ready to take a phone call. And he goes, yeah, I just want to use your phone. And I'm like, and this is my cell phone. He periodically borrows the cell phone. And
I remember he does that sometimes. Yeah. I'm not sure this is the right time to be doing it.
Yeah, so I kind of waved him. I said, I like to help, but Holly really rather be not share. I threw Holly under the bus.
No.
Said, nope, Holly won't let me share my phone and doesn't want any of your germs on me. So
I'm not happy about this.
Yeah,
go ahead.
So anyways, but I waved him on, and I know there's importance of keeping our distance and being cognizant of what we're touching and what we're doing, and these are trying times for many people, and there are deaths related to this illness. I guess
yes,
over 3,000 in America, but we don't respond out of fear. It's keeping that balance of recognizing this is serious, and yet it's not beyond God's purposes. Things can still be worked through. We can be at peace. But it's created, even with this radio ministry, thank you, God, it continues to go on. Our broadcasts, our transformational broadcasts, can touch lives, bring that redemptive message, hopefully secure people's eternity or helping people learn about God's love. But we're working from our homes. I don't have a staff around anymore. Everything's usually through phone lines. We do a lot of emails and texting. I've never done so many texting.
Yeah.
Or yesterday, I think I had like 3 or 4 different, at least 1 hour calls each. By the end of that, I was like, I don't have much of a voice left.
Well, there's still so much going on. We're just doing it all remotely, like so many people are having to do. But I just want to say something and take this opportunity, because I was thinking of this earlier today. I mean, thank you, Mark. You have really risen to this occasion. We've had, 2 conference calls just this week, last week, all these different things, all the emails, the texts. You've kept right on task.
Well, God's wired me. I love this ministry. I love this work. I guess I love it because I know how God uses it in people's lives. And hopefully there's some people right now that are tuned in that are saying amen. They know that sometimes when they're seeking the Lord for an answer to prayer, don't you know there's a teaching or the topic is divided or talked about. They may be downcast or discouraged over something, and an uplifting song that reminds them that God is in control and still loves them. they're thinking through something or a decision, and a broadcast happens to be what God uses to confirm, you know, a direction that they're going to take or something. And
well, you know, it's interesting you're saying that, because I know a lot of people are getting in touch with just how much other people, their neighbors, their city matters to them, the people in it. And I have felt that way, too, just in my neighborhood. People are waving more. They're like, you okay? You know, mm-hmm. And I mean, this station has been such a blessing to the listener, but I just have been getting in touch with what a blessing it is to have these listeners, because that just means the world, that people are caring and listening and giving feedback, and it's, this isn't a one-way street.
Yeah. And thank you, God, for the support that continues to come in. I know many ministries, many churches are hurting, or there's uncertainty if we're not meeting and offerings aren't being taken, how are we going to make ends meet? How is the budget going to be kept? And, you know, I know we've been trying to be as creative as possible of cutting all expenses, and we don't do a whole lot of traveling or anything, but how can we be more effective and streamline things and use the systems that we have so that we can continue to provide uninterrupted broadcasts and do it with excellence and have that compassion at heart and continue to pray that God uses our broadcasts. Because there's probably somebody right now tuned in that maybe has never heard of Christian radio, if you will, or heard that there's a God that's personal, that came in the form of a man, that lived on this earth, that interacted with people, that showed compassion and care, that he was interested in us, and that he provided a plan and a redemptive way for us to know him and live with him forever and to bring about healing and hope. And so for somebody tuned in, they were like, What are they talking about? I got to keep listening to this. This is kind of interesting. And then hopefully through the Bible teaching and the ministry of music and the different devotional thoughts and things that are shared, however the Holy Spirit would work, would touch a life, would open their mind and heart to accepting the reality that God created him or her, that he cares for them, that he's made a way. Yes, there's still trials and tribulations and uncertainties, and we can be fearful, and yes, we get colds and things do happen in this world. It's a fallen world, but that wasn't his initial intention.
Right.
He had created a perfect paradise. It's because of our sin, because of our sin nature that we've all inherited because of Adam and Eve's initial sin. But we all are led astray. We fall short of the mark. But because he so cared and so loved us, he provided a pathway, the Lord Jesus Christ, to come and to pay for our sins. And it's just a great message that we get to proclaim and share. And I guess I'm saying all this, Marianne, because if you're the listener that's uncertain about your identity or the fact that God loves you, that you're even lovable because maybe you've created some havoc in your life, or you've made some poor decisions and you feel like it's unredeemable, or you can never be right because of the sin in your life, well, let me affirm you in a lot of different ways. God does care. Even if you were the only one in the whole entire world that ever sinned, he still would have made a redemptive way for you to come to know him, to be forgiven of your sins. And it's a free gift. It's nothing we can earn. It's not that we do all the right things and we're better than others. We're all fallen. We're all sin-sick and failures, if you will. But God's made a plan because he loves each and every one of us in very unique and personal ways. That's why you exist. You didn't just come out
Praise
of nowhere.
God.
And so
this
we get to proclaim
great. Keep
that.
Talking.
So I get excited to think that we get to share that with this transformational message that God loves us, that Jesus came. Jesus came to show us the Father, what God, Almighty God, was like, and that the Holy Spirit can work in us because of the unique relationship God wants to have with all of us. And so, I mean, I'll give my whole heart and soul to this endeavor as long as I live, and love that we have supporters that finance this ministry and make it possible. I mean, that's the only way we exist and can continue to proclaim that good news message. So I guess I'm kind of out of roll. I didn't even have like donuts or anything today.
No, that's great. Great. You know, it's interesting because so many people are just kind of reaffirming their faith. I mean, just like you just really preached the gospel right there. And I think people are kind of coming back home a little bit.
Yeah,
you know, it's interesting because sometimes I think, not that God's pleased that we're not meeting, you know, as a group on Sundays or in churches, buildings. The church is still meeting, and the church is still going and active. And I hear people all around me, that, like, their faith is increasing, not decreasing.
Yeah. And you mentioned something, and that's interesting because I've heard it echoed over and over again, especially by pastors. The fact that they don't have their congregation, they're in a building to meet and interact. They're all longing for that time to come together and to just to rejoice and to have that corporate worship.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, it's great we can do it through, you know, Zoom conferencing and, you know, all the different methods. And everyone nowadays has their little Facebook Live thing going on. It's like, oh, gosh, all these watch parties that I'm invited to be a part of. And I'm like, oh, I mean, that's wonderful. It's a way to communicate.
Yeah.
But
aren't we fortunate, though, in the middle of this crisis, that this pandemic, I mean, I've been thinking back to past generations when things like this would strike, or even similar ones. We have all these means of communication with each other, like right now. You know, the radio is still going. We can talk to each other on phones, and we have all these programs of Skype and Zoom, if people can figure them out. And it's kind of a gift for us, and I think that there's just so much to praise God about through this. And I am not overlooking. This is so hard, Mark, for people who are losing people and loved ones. There are people getting sick and hurting, and this is just a time for the church to really be there in the way that's right for this culture. I believe that.
Amen. Well, Marianne, on this Prime Life Times in Review, which we do on Wednesday.
That's what we're doing.
Yeah, that's right. Well, I thought of two things. I might have alerted you in a text, but you sent out an email to our content contributors, as you do each and every month, to prepare them for the next edition. So I should alert our listeners, even though the April editions just got out into a number of area locations these past 2 days, we're already working on the May edition. But, but you sent out, and I thought, wow, that quote that you had from the one doctor.
Oh, yeah.
I thought that was powerful. Do you have that anywhere around?
I can sure read that. I didn't even know you'd gotten to that email yet.
Oh, I was impressed. I was like, wow, this is like, it was the best of times, the worst of times.
Yeah, hold on. I'll find it.
Find that. And then I know on the front page of this month's edition of the Prime Life Times, you and I and Rob, we were praying up, how do we alert our readers of what we're doing through the Prime Life Times and, you know, what is going on? And I think that would be a great story to also share with our listeners.
Sure. Well, I'll read you this little thing I wrote to the writers. Dear friends, as I write this, I'm deeply hoping it finds everyone and their loved ones well. That's the main thing. I would like to share something I read this morning. The veil of civilization may be thin, but not all that lies behind it is savage.
Now read that again, because that was like, I had to do a double take. I was like, wait, so read that again. I was impressed with this quote.
The veil of civilization may be thin right now, but not all that lies behind it is savage. Now, let me read where that came from. Is that okay?
Yes, yeah.
This statement was made last week by Dr. Sarosh Ashraf Janju, a cardiologist, is that how you say that, who was driving from Duluth, where she had been assigned temporary duty, back to her home in Minneapolis, and was pulled over for driving over the speed limit. The officer who pulled her over noticed that the doctor had some used N95 masks in the car that she was going to have to try and reuse. He walked back to his patrol car, retrieved the 5 masks he'd been issued for his own safety, and gave them to her, and sent her on her way with a simple warning not to speed. I burst into tears, she said, and though it may have just been the cold wind, I think he teared up a little as well before wishing me well and walking away. This complete stranger, who owed me nothing, shared his precious masks with me, she wrote, according to the Star Tribune. The veil of civilization may be thin, but not all that lies behind it is savage. We're going to be okay.
Yeah. I thought that was really good.
Yeah, that's quite a statement, isn't it?
Yeah, but you put that together in a little pithy announcement, you know, encouraging, hey, everyone, you know, the deadline for our next stories is coming up.
Well, I didn't say that next. I talked about how we care what's going on for them. And
yeah.
I said big things and little things all matter right now. Actually, I'm not sure there's any little things.
Right, right.
Yeah, yeah.
Well, that was really good.
Oh, thank you for reading my
Oh, yeah.
Okay, do we have time to read this letter?
Yeah, let's try it.
It's
to our readers on the front page of this month's edition of the Prime Life Times, the April edition, available at many of the area locations where I can't say all 300 plus now.
No, not right now.
But many of the grocery stores and other service providers that are open and accessible.
Okay, well, here's the front page letter to our readers. From the moment the Great News Media Group was fortunate enough to acquire the Prime Life Times, we sensed an immediate and strong responsibility to our readers. That initial conviction on our part has never diminished. Among ourselves, we often call this paper our beloved Prime Life Times, and our staff is regularly overheard asking each other what would most benefit and please our readers. Our goal is to provide truly uplifting and encouraging content that our readers enjoy, and your many emails and positive feedback have meant a great deal to us. Your support has been and continues to be invaluable. The novel coronavirus, COVID-19, that is currently affecting our nation and world has disrupted many areas of society. The most important thing of the moment to those of us at the Prime Life Times is that you, our readers, know that we care more about your safety and well-being than about this publication or any other such things.
Mm-hmm.
Please follow the guidelines the Centers for Disease Control, the National Institutes for Health, and the National Health Service and the White House are distributing. Updates are frequent in this fluid situation, so please check often.
And you didn't just mention it, but there's the websites for all three of these locations right there on our front page.
We are a nation of communities. Large and small, you, dear reader, are our publication's community. We want to do our best to be here for you and to provide informative and positive content. We're not in any way promoting fear, but we do take very seriously the views and instructions of the amazing medical personnel and civic leaders working to protect all of us. The Prime Life Times April print edition will have a limited distribution. However, we will still be on the stands at grocery stores and in various business outlets. Subscription copies will still go out in the mail. Our online version remains highly accessible at primelifetimes.com.
And those subscriptions, Holly stamped them and got them to the post office at like 4:58. It was like 2 minutes to go where she got them all out yesterday, and so everyone should be receiving those. Yep, yep. And you can also read, as mentioned, at primelifetimes.com on our website.
We encourage you to give your neighbors and friends a call to check up on them. We all need to be sure that the vulnerable and physically challenged among us have food and necessities. Shut-ins and those needing to stay apart from others at this time need to know that their communities have not forgotten them. Though we might not be in as close physical proximity, this is a time to pull together. We look forward to touching base with you again in May and for many months and years to come. Thank you for your past and future support and for reading the Prime Life Times.
That's excellent. And, you know, there was going to be, I guess you would say, mutiny if I didn't get your voice back on the air and you were part of some of these programs. You know, people are like, where's Marianne? When are we going to have her back on the program? So,
oh, my goodness.
I'm so
Hi,
glad.
Hi, everybody. I didn't know that.
Oh, yes. Mutiny.
You've been sending all these texts and emails, and I've been sending stuff to you. Didn't tell me that. Thank
well,
you.
Well, we were saving you up, and, you know, you were sick a little bit some time ago, and then
back for a couple weeks, and then this hit.
Yeah, and then with some of the special guests, it's up to the last minute, and are they going to be secured
Mark,
or available?
Oh, Mark, you've done admirable getting stuff taken care of.
No dull moments on this end again, but I don't know if you were tuned in on Monday, but wasn't Karen wonderful? And she shared about
I wrote her and told her, The song she and her daughter-in-law picked out was magnificent. And her Aunt Beulah, I'm not going to be forgetting that story, really.
Well, Aunt Beulah, Karen, I guess, got to share that with her aunt. And she was so appreciative and blessed by it. But she said she loved the fact that this radio ministry is doing Scripture Memory and was very encouraged by that.
And Silas's voice at the end. Where did you find that?
I recorded him. Oh, gosh, that was... I don't know, that was some years ago, a few years ago. And I still have Benjamin Harrison when he was like 4 years old. It's Benjamin, Mock is my favorite.
And how old is he now?
Married, children.
Okay, it's okay to play now. I was going to say, don't ever do that to a teenager.
Oh, yeah, no.
Oh, this is you when you were five. Isn't it cute?
Yeah.
I'm leaving home.
Yeah. But, I loved and I wanted to save some of Karen's testimony when we're on all the 19 frequencies in the days ahead. In fact, we're working behind the scenes to get that all pulled together. And I will point out, at the very beginning of this article that you wrote, you said to our readers, from the moment the Great News Media Group was fortunate enough to acquire, and people are saying, wait, Great News Media Group. Yeah, that's officially going to be probably the name we use most often in the coming days, weeks, and years. You all know us by either WGNN or WGNJ, but mostly probably by Great News Radio. And so we say Great News Radio a lot. There's been times we've said our Great News Radio Network, or some of you might remember way back when we were Good News Radio. But we're incorporated as Good News Radio, Inc. So am I confusing everyone now? Well, to simplify things, we're going to probably be better known as Great News Media Group because we have our broadcasting arm, kind of our many frequencies, which are now 19, covering the state of Illinois, the whole midsection and parts of west central Indiana. So that's our broadcasting arm that falls under the Great News Media Group.
Yeah, you got to get it right.
Yeah, under the Great News Media Group. Then we have our publications, the Prime Life Times and other literature that we print. So that's kind of a part of, obviously, the Prime Life Times, but that falls also under the Great News Media Group. And then because we feel like God will lead us in the days ahead, like the trips to Israel or Washington, D.C., the Pennsylvania trip, and other outings that we do, that's a part of the ministry, but it's not really the broadcasting or the publications, that's its own ministry arm, so they're all going to fall under the Great News Media Group. So when you hear Great News Media Group, yes, it's still Great News Radio. Yes, we're still incorporated as Good News Radio, Inc. Yes, we're WGNN, WGNJ, WLUJ, WLLM, all these other frequencies.
With so many call letters, it's easier to say Great News Media.
Yep, Great News Media Group. And so thank you, God, that we get to broadcast the good news message of Jesus, that we get to minister through this publication, the Prime Life Times, get to have all of our varied ministries with the Singing Men of GNN, the Great News Radio Theater Troupe, the Conversational English classes, the Children's Choir. But it's all to God's glory, and hopefully lives will be reached, and it'll make a difference for all eternity. So that's what we're about.
You know, I agree, and this article says, or this letter we wrote, you and me, we are a nation of communities, large and small, and this is a great community in western Indiana and central Illinois here with all these radio stations and publications, and it's just, praise God.
Amen and amen. Time to go. SRN News won't wait. Thanks for listening. Thanks for being a part of our radio listening family. This is Mark Burns and Marianne Simpkins with the Ministry of Great News Radio, which falls under the Great News Media Group. God bless you, and have a great day and night.